welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 125, bringing fantasy into reality. Today, I want to take a off the beaten path and kind of out of the box look at fantasies and what's going on in your inner world and start to look at it perhaps from a different space than you have before. Most of the time we fantasize about things, we get a little bit unpresent in our life and our living, we kind of check out and we get emotional hits and energetic highs from having these inner fantasies, the kind of these impossibles that we've decided that actually can't be in our outer world. So what do? We play them out in our inner world. And for some odd reason, it's kind of like we get so satiated with that, that there's no pop, there's no forward movement, and there's nothing to really move on to bring any of that into outward form. So I want to look at this a little differently, because most people talk about fantasies and they go, oh, you're unpresent, that you're being very unrealistic, that'll never happen, that's a one in a million chance. Again, that's impossible comes up a lot for people. Most people are told, shut out the fantasy and just get real and live the life that you have. I kind of want to take a different approach with that. And if you'll just grant me this little episode and the play time that you may take with this after, to actually do something different. I instead would love for you to actually start indulging your fantasies. That sounds fun, doesn't it? So indulging a fantasy really has a different perspective. It is not so much that you are floating away and you are not present with your life as it is. Yes, there may be the component there of that. But more than anything, it's looking at fantasies as your inner knowing. What are you aware of when you're off into fantasy land? What possibilities for your life and for your living are you aware of that right now only play out from these fantasies of your mind? What parts of yourself have you maybe shut down, repressed, or suppressed so that these things can only really be something that you can play with in an inner fantasy state and not something that's like, you know what, I want that and I'm going to totally create it in my life? It's kind of a different way to look at it. So instead of the fantasies being something that's unrealistic, what if unrealistic had nothing to do with it? When we say something is unrealistic, that's usually going off other people's definitions of what life should be, ought to be, can be, has to be, that really has no foundational truth in our own knowing of what we can create for ourselves. There is kind of the breeding ground, I guess you could say, for this bifurcation that happens where we're aware of something, there's a possibility there, there's something that really lights us up. But because it's quote unquote unrealistic to the other people that you're around, to society at large, who knows, it's only something that can be played with in your head, not something that could actually be used as information and moved on with action to be created in your day-to-day life. So before we talk further, just look, what have you been fantasizing about? What are you getting out of that fantasy? What is the possibility there that you're aware of? What is it something that maybe a part of yourself that you've been suppressing for a really long time, you haven't let out to play? Is there a dream? Is there a hope? Is there an aspiration that you actually haven't allowed yourself to go for based on who knows what? What if that fantasy was just information for you to go, oh, that part, that adventure seeking, that big romance, that fun, amazing thing with my body, that money that I've always dreamed about, that business idea that just won't seem to go away, What if those fantasies, again, were just information and awareness of possibilities that you actually have at your disposal to create? If fantasies weren't wrong, you were just missing the step to bring those fantasies into reality. What would be different? I was watching one of my favorite movies yesterday. This is where this episode was brought to me from. It's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is just an amazing tale of this guy that you meet at the beginning of the film who is really repressed. He's so repressed that he just checks out for times during the day and goes off into really extreme fantasies. I mean, it's not like he's having just a romantic dinner with somebody. He's saving his love interest from a burning building. You know, he's not just standing up to the bully at work. He's in like this head-to-head combat superhero battle with him. He's very, very intense and he's very, very extreme. But when you actually go deeper into the movie and get to know the character, you start to see where the extreme, intense aspects of his fantasies are actually a trait to him that's truer than his meek, outwardly pleasing, checked out appearance. Now, in his case, of course, he shut himself down with those possibilities. You know, the storyline goes his father died when he was young and he had to get a job and take care of his family. It was more of an obligation, so he took the obligation on and he unfortunately didn't include any of that stuff that he wanted for himself in the process. How many of you have done the same? How many of all of us have done the same? You know, life gets busy, life takes off, and before you know it, you blink your eyes, you wake up one morning, and oh God, it's been 5 years since I've started that random job that was just supposed to be a little bit, or hey, my kids are in elementary school now, how the hell did that happen? It's kind of interesting to see how fast time moves on, and how easy it is sometimes to just let those intense, extreme, adventurous, those bigger dreams, those bigger aspirations to be put on the back burner. And unfortunately, sometimes they're put so much so on the back burner that they start to get buried and buried and buried and utterly repressed in you. What if now was the time to actually start indulging those fantasies again, allowing yourself maybe to wonder just a little bit more, to have those random musings going through your space? I wonder if, wow, I really wonder if that one business, that person, that experience, all of those things that play out on the inside, I wonder if that's information that I can use to create more things like that in my day-to-day life. It's really cool to allow yourself to dream, though. And as you do, as you allow yourself to dream and have those fantasies, start to open your eyes. So it's not that you float away into fantasy or like Walter Mitty who checks out and totally loses the present moment. So much so that people kind of hit him to be able to get his attention again. It's not that. There's a muscle to be built with allowing yourself to have these bigger dreams and these quote unquote fantasies and also be present with your life as is, the people in it as is. And how we go about now bridging the two. How we go about now bringing those fantasies into actualized form in your reality so that you actually get to have fun with it. You know, that way you're not living the entirety of your life in your head. You're actually allowing yourself to experience those things, embody those things in your day-to-day life. One huge tip, beyond just, again, letting yourself dream and muse and wonder, open your eyes and actually start becoming aware of where you have aspects of that already in your life. If you are a traveler, if you are know that you're a traveler and you haven't traveled in a really long time, but you did take a trip that was amazing years ago, it's not like this is a foreign concept to you. It's just something, again, you may have put on the back burner. If you were amazing at creating massive amounts of money and you might have had one blip in your life where there was just cash coming from all over, you know, it's again not a foreign concept to you. It's something that's in your bank of awareness and skill sets. Maybe it's just time to light the flame a little bit more. You know, if you're someone who really desires to have more sexual experiences and actually play with bodies and have that romantic partner, whatever that is, or multiple partners, where, again, have you had that? What are you aware of? And how do you actually start bringing that into your reality now? None of this is wrong. No fantasy is wrong. And also, those fantasies don't have to come out exactly like they show up in your head. Before you start getting hooked on the pictures and really like married to those pictures, like this is exactly what it has to be in order for me to get this emotional high or energy hit or whatever it is, start breaking it down and actually start noticing more the energy of it, the space of it, the breath of it. And again, open your eyes, take a step out into your day-to-day life. Where are those energies? Where are the people who engage in the same thing? What if you actually not only shopped around your fantasy world in the wonder, but also shopped around this reality and the world as it is now? Where are those elements that you may have been overlooking? Or you may have known it's there, yet you don't ever go there, you know? It's like people who are shopping around for wealth and yet they leave their house every day in their scrubby clothes and they go to kind of the poor area of town or the town that they're always in. What if instead you actually got yourself dressed up in your finery and took yourself out to a nice dinner, walked around a more wealthier area of town, allowed yourself to saturate in that energy? I wonder what you would become aware of. You know, if you've been looking again for that romantic thing in your life or that sexual play, yet you're sitting at home by yourself, good luck with that. And perhaps there's a way to actually put yourself out there more than you currently are. You know, taking fantasies into reality, it's a bold move, man. It's a bold choice. People live the entirety of their lives in their head. They live the entirety of their lives in this kind of dual reality where they have their outward life. And again, it's not a bad thing, not a bad life, but perhaps it's not as true to them as that inner world that they play with. But they only let that part of them come out to play in their mind. They never actually let it out fully and unleash it into the world. That's truly the invitation. What would it be to actually take your inner fantasies and unleash them in your life in any way that actually lights you up, expands your space, and gives you that hit that currently you're only allowing in momentary glimpses and in a very unsubstantiated way? You know, one way of lightening up is to actually dive into the bold intensity of living and being like, you know, man, life is short. Why am I going to waste years living this thing out in my head, planning a business that I never start developing, going over a book in my head, but never actually sitting down at the computer to type it out? You know, going on romantic fantasies in my head, but never putting myself in a circumstance where I'd actually meet somebody of those qualities and caliber. You know, we do this weird thing. What if it's time to actually start bridging the gap? If your fantasies weren't wrong, but were actually information and awareness of what's possible for you, and perhaps a truer breath of living than your outworld life right now, how can you go about bridging the two together? Indulge the inner space, indulge your fantasies. Wonder and muse, then start indulging in the world around you. Shop around for it. What matches? What has the same hit, the same energy? And then start choosing it. If you want something different, all you have to do is step out and actually choose it. Be bold and move forward. Have an amazing week playing with this. Let me know how it goes. As always, you can reach me at lauren@laurenpolly.com, and I'll chat with you next Tuesday.